We must follow the star. That was the words of the wise men as they seen this great star in the sky. They were clever men. They were able to look and to discern what the stars in the skies meant. They knew all about these things, and these wise men, they knew about God. But the thing was that those wise men, they did not know God personally. Although they were very clever, although they were learned men of their day and their generation, they still had the same problem as you and I, and that they still had sin. We know what sin is. The boys and girls, if they were helping me this morning, could give examples of sin. But put it in very simply, sin is disobeying God's rules. It's saying that I want to please myself. Sin is wanting to go our own way. And I remind you at this Christmas time that God should be the most important person in your life. But the question that I have to bring to you is he? Is he the most important person in your heart and in your life? Oh, the wise men, they knew about God, but they didn't actually know him. Is that really how it is for you? One night they saw this new star in the sky, but what did it mean? Well, they searched the scriptures, and we don't know exactly what scriptures they searched. Perhaps it was Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where they read, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and even forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." The people of Israel, they knew these words. They had been longing for the Messiah. They had been waiting for him. Words like Daniel 2, verses 44 and 45 also spoke to their hearts. "In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring forth to an end, but itself will endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut from a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces." These men, they knew these words, and as they looked at the star, they were thinking, well, is that what it means? Does it mean that this long-awaited Messiah is on the way? Well, it would appear that that's exactly what the wise men believed. They wanted to find out more about God, and it seemed that God had put this star in the sky just for them. That's how much God cared for them. But I want to remind you today that as Christmas draws ever so close, that God cares for you. Yes, maybe this past year has been difficult. Maybe you've had to go round bends in life's experience that you weren't expecting to go round. But I want to remind you that God cares for you, that he loves you. And ultimately today, I want to remind you that he wants you to know him. He knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. And God wants you to know not just about him, but he wants you to know him personally. He wants you to come in to that living relationship with him. We can know about people, we can read about people, but it's a different thing to know them personally. I guess if I was to throw out the question this morning, who is the captain of the Northern Ireland football team? I would guess many of you would be able to say, oh, it's Stephen Davis, he grew up in Collibaki. You know about him. But of course, there are family members here who know him personally. They know more about him than we just know about reading his name in a paper. And that's the same with the Lord Jesus. Yes, we can know about him. We can know the Christmas message. We can know that Jesus came to be the Savior of the world. But do you really know him in your heart and in your life? For the wise men to know more, they were going to have to take a long trip to the land of the Jews. Many, many miles would have to be traveled. And as we think about that, they were going to have to travel over the desert. They would have to get their supplies ready, had to make sure that they had the water, they had food, they had clothes, they needed blankets. They were going to make sure they had tents, somewhere to sleep at night. They were on the move. They needed those camels. They needed cooks that would cook their food. They needed baggage men. All of this had to be sorted out. Lots of preparation to go on this long journey. And to be honest, we can't know for sure all of the things that they took with them. But the Bible tells us that they took gifts for the new king. We know about those gifts, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Good gifts for a king. But wise men didn't know this king was so different. And again, we stop and we remind ourselves why he was different. He was God's son who had come from heaven. But at last they were ready, and at last they set out on their journey. Of course, we're again not sure how many wise men were. Earlier we were singing here, we three kings of Orient are. Again, we can't be sure that there were three. But so often, because there were three gifts, people make that connection. But whatever number of them there were, day after day, week after week, month after month, they followed the star. They kept their eyes fixed on that because they believed God was leading them to the promised Messiah. And eventually it led them to the city of Jerusalem. And as they came to the city, they came and they came with an important question. And they asked that question, where is he who was born King of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east. We have come to worship him. That's why they had made all of that effort. That's why they had made all those preparations. That's why they had traveled all those miles. They had come to worship Jesus. Perhaps today some of you have traveled to be with us and we're so delighted that you're here. For some of you, it's your first time to come through our doors here in Trinity. We're absolutely delighted that you're here. We trust that you'll come back. These men had traveled a great distance. They had come to worship the king. And of course, the king of the country was King Herod. And when he heard this, they had come to worship the newborn king, he was worried about this. He called for the religious leaders and he asked, where is this newborn king to be born? And they quoted the words that I quoted right at the beginning of their service today. He quoted it from Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And they were able to tell King Herod that this promised Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. It was a small place. It wouldn't have been a place you'd expected a king to be born in, but that was the place where God had chosen. The religious leaders, they too knew about God. They knew that God was holy. They knew in their hearts that God hated sin. And again, I want to say today that it's good. It's good to know about God. But it's really important that you know him as your personal Savior. Not enough just to have head knowledge, but rather you must have that heart knowledge. So often people say, yes, I hope at the end of life's journey I'll be in heaven. No one's ever said to me, I hope I'm going to hell. No one. Everyone's hoping they'll go to heaven. But yet I remind you that it's only through Jesus Christ that that is possible. Herod spoke to the wise men. Herod encouraged them to go and to find this baby. And he said to them, when you find him, come back and tell me where he is so that I can go and worship him. But of course we know that was only lies. The wise men, well, they were still eager to find this baby. The star was on the move again. Let's go, let's follow the star. And as they followed the star, it led them to Bethlehem. It led them to this place that seemed obscure, this place that ordinarily people wouldn't have chosen for a baby king to be born. But this was God's special son. And when they arrived there, they found Mary and the young boy, no longer just a little baby, possibly could have been 2 years of age. They came to find him, and they brought their gifts, the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they had come to worship the Lord Jesus. Joseph had been told, even before Jesus had been born, you shall call his name Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. That's why this little baby came into the world. Jesus came to be the Savior of the world. And here's the wonderful news today at Christmas, that he came to be your personal Savior. Oh yes, tomorrow I'm sure you'll give and receive gifts. People will say, oh, I bought this for you. And you'll open it up, and truth is, even if you don't like it, you'll say, oh, that's lovely. That's just what I was looking for. And yet here's the greatest gift of all. Here's God's one and only Son. And he was given. And he was given with that purpose that ultimately he would go to the cross for you. That he would pay the price for your sin. Maybe again, as Christmas comes around, you're saying, well, just like the innkeeper, there's no room here for Jesus. And the stark message that comes today is that today we live in the day of grace and opportunity, but we're not sure about next week. We're not sure of 2018. Maybe you have plans made for next year, and yet we have no idea whether those will come to fruition. And today, if you're without the Savior, let me say, do not let this pass by. Do not say, well, maybe next Christmas, because we have no guarantee of next Christmas. Today, God is saying, come and follow me. Scripture reminds us in 1 John that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of what? Of the world. For you, for me. That well-known verse that I'm sure most of the children could say today from John 3 and 16, for God so loved who? The world. For everyone, the youngest through to the oldest here today, he loves you. It doesn't matter what your background is. He loves you with that everlasting love. Would you realize that Jesus came to save the world? The wise men didn't realize how Jesus would save the world. They didn't know that one day he would go to the cross, that one day he would give his life. But you know. You know this message. And you know that Jesus not only died on the cross, but that he rose again triumphantly, that he's alive forevermore. Yes, maybe as you've come through the doors today, you know about God. You know about Jesus. You know about the things of God, and maybe you've been brought up in that a whole lifetime. But will this Christmas, will you really know him in your heart and in your life? But you're saying, but how do I do that, Brian? Very simple, is that we need to repent of our sin. Just like that Boys Brigade illustration where we do an about turn, we turn away from our sin, and we put our fixture and our thoughts and our focus on Jesus Christ. No longer on self, no longer saying, I'm going to live for myself, it's me in number one, but it's putting Jesus right at the center of your heart and of your life. In that lovely passage in Matthew 2, we discover that the wise men, they fell down and they worshiped Jesus. They gave them their gifts of the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh. And as they did that, their search was over. Maybe even this past year, maybe for many years, without anyone else knowing, you have been searching for Jesus. Yes, you're happy in your life. You're happy with what you have, but deep down, you know there's something missing. You've been searching. Maybe even searching in the wrong places. Maybe running to places that you know that I shouldn't be here. This isn't for me, but you keep going back to it. Searching for satisfaction. Men and women, young people, boys and girls, I say to you today, bow down, worship Jesus. Make sure that the search is over. Discover him and really know the joy of finding Christ this Christmas. Please just don't know about him in your head, but know him in your heart. Come into that relationship with him. And when you do that, then I believe this will be the best Christmas ever. And if you're saying, well, I would love to find that even this morning, then please, by all means, chat with me at the end of the service. We'll be glad to show you further from the scriptures how you can make that personal for yourself, how you can leave this place totally changed. May it be so for the glory of God. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this short yet simple message. We thank you indeed for the message of the star. We thank you for the wise men. We thank you for their search. But ultimately, we thank you that they found Jesus. And yes, Lord, that would be our prayer for one and all here. That they wouldn't just know in their heads about Jesus, but truly find him in their hearts and their lives, that they will live for him this Christmas and indeed for the days ahead. So Lord, may you bring your word home to hearts and lives, praying all these things in our Savior's great name. Amen.